Can you get it? The Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Cheryl, will you please call a roll?
Chair Tomko?
Here.
Vice Chair Tuck? Ranking Member Williams?
Here.
Representatives Alvarez?
Here.
Bracy Davis?
Here.
Kennedy?
Here.
Daly?
Here.
Daniels? Dunkley?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Gonzalez Pittman?
Present.
Lopez?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Rizzo?
Here.
Temple?
Here.
You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee. Being it is our last meeting today, we have an honorary chair, Matias Perez, our very own Chairman Perez's son, and his daughter Lou is in the audience as well, as are my sisters Annalie and Marley, and a good friend of ours, Natalie. So please just let us have a little fun today. So good morning, members, and welcome. Today's agenda is a short one, and we've got one bill, CS for House Bill 1125. So let's rock and roll. Representative Smith, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair, or both chairs.
Here, here.
Happy to be the first one to endorse Perez 2044. Get that on the record. Well, thank you very much, members, for joining us this morning. So HB 1125 is the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. This is a reciprocity agreement with other states, currently 14. There's 11 other states that have it before their legislatures coming up, so it's growing. It will allow teachers to move into Florida and without going through relicensing, be able to, just with a quick background check, go right into the classroom and teach. But not only the classroom. These are also, we know about math, English, language arts, those kind of teachers, but also vocational instructors, which we desperately need in Florida to expand our trades program. So it's a reciprocity agreement that they'll be able to come in and go right to work in Florida. An additional piece of the bill is the, the Compact Education Opportunity for Military Children. There was some statutory references that changed at the federal level, so we're just fixing that. Kind of a glitchy kind of thing as a part of the same bill, and that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Seeing no amendments, are there questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we do have a stack of people wishing to testify. We have Valerie Chuchman, who is a proponent, wishing to speak. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Tomko. I think you're the first person who said my name correctly on the first try, so appreciate that. And all of your honorary chairs, members of the committee. My name is Valerie Chuchman. I am a 25-year teacher in Hillsborough County. My first 13 years, though, I spent in Wisconsin. And when I moved in 2011, and I was looking for somewhere to move because I didn't like Wisconsin winters too much, Florida did have reciprocity with Wisconsin. So as you know, we are facing an unprecedented teacher shortage. I want to thank the sponsors for bringing this bill forward. Our students deserve a highly qualified teaching professional in front of them every single day, and this will help to attract high-quality teachers to our state. So thank you, and I hope everybody supports this bill.
Thank you. Next, we have Kevin Day wishing to speak, a proponent of the bill. And after Kevin, we'll have Helen Hamill. And you are recognized.
Thank you. Good morning, honorary chairs, chair, and members. My name is Kevin Daly, and I'm a teacher in Lee County, Florida, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. I wholeheartedly endorse this bill. This is the first time in 5 years of coming here that I have made that statement. My district has over 200 vacancies right now. One of my colleagues in the back, her school is short 9 teachers today with 46 periods needing coverage. This bill will allow teachers, especially as well the vocational teachers who are incredibly important in my district, to move to Florida with ease and without hurdle. It will really make a difference, I think, in the teacher shortage in the state of Florida, allowing teachers to come from the lovely Wisconsin winters to enjoy a taste of our Florida. So please support the bill. Thanks.
Thank you. Next, we have Helen Hamill, Proponent of the bill wishing to speak. You're recognized.
Good morning. I'm Helen Hamill from Marion County. I also solidly support this bill. This is a practical and meaningful, hopeful addition to addressing the teacher shortage problem we're having here in Florida. So thank you so much for coming with a solution in mind and a solution that will make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have George Botillo, a proponent, waiving in support. Roderick Wilson, waiving in support. Charla Fox, waiving in support. Stephanie Yoakum, waiving in support. Chantel Jackson, waiving in support. James Birkin, waiving in support. Andre Brown, waiving in support. Joseph Delia, waiving in support. Michael Woods, waiving in support. Wendy Carey, waiving in support. Barry Tillis, waiving in support. Kiara DeCourcy, waiving in support. Serena James, waiving in support. Lorraine Rendon, waiving in support. Fernando Rendon, waiving in support. Eric Scaffey, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, waiving in support. Jordan Appleberg, waiving in support. Gilda Morgan Williams, waiving in support. Travis Melding, waiving in support. Cynthia Poole, waiving in support. Marion Phillips, waiving in support. Mark Modell, waiving in support. Michael Greenan, waiving in support. Sabrina Gates, waiving in support. And Dr. Linda Hill Perdue, waiving in support. That's a lot. Seeing as all the people are done testifying, is there any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Smith, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. And if it's all right, I'd like to have my co-prime sponsor close for us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Honorary Chair. It's really an honor to be carrying this bill. And I first want to thank all the teachers who are here today. I go back to thinking when growing up, I had teachers who believed in me on days and years that I maybe didn't believe in myself. And the impact they make on our students and our future is remarkable. And for all they do, this is something that will help that workforce shortage. It is not the end-all, be-all. It won't solve all the problems, but it's one step forward in making sure that we have qualified, engaged teachers in the classrooms who are helping to educate our students and our future. And for that, I ask for your favorable support.
Representative Smith and Honchowski, having closed on their bill. Cheryl, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tuck? Ranking Member Williams?
Yes.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yay.
Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Daniels? Dunkley?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gonzalez Pittman?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 1125 will be reported favorably. Members, this concludes our meeting, and it appears that we will have no more meetings throughout session. So I just want to say thank you all so much for all of your hard work on this committee. All the thoughtful discussions and debate that we have had has been truly phenomenal. And as we move into conferencing, I know we'll have more, but I just appreciate you all for being so invested in this process. And seeing no further business in front of our committee, Ranking Member Williams moves we rise, and without objection, this meeting is adjourned.